Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to you from God our Father, from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation on God's holy word today is our second lesson, Book of Romans, chapter 6, verses 15 to 23, particularly verse 23. The wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Dear brothers and sisters in the faith, there is an old saying that crime doesn't pay. Crime doesn't pay. But actually, that's not entirely true, is it? It's not entirely true. Sometimes crime pays quite a bit. Otherwise, it wouldn't be so popular. It can pay quite a bit, easy money, a lot of money. When I think of crime, I think of my wife and myself. When we were first married, we lived just down the street from John Gotti. Remember John Gotti, his headquarters there in Little Italy? We were living right there. And John Gotti was called the Dapper Don. You remember him? Dapper Don, why? Because he would come to court for his many court appearances. He would come dressed in flashy, expensive suits. They also called him the Teflon Don. Now, maybe that was just in New York, but he was called the Teflon Don, which meant what? Nothing would stick to him. No matter what the prosecution threw at him, it would never stick, and he would always be acquitted. He would always get away with it. But, you know, sooner or later, if you ever had a Teflon pan, what happens? It starts to wear out. And when it starts to wear out, things start to stick. And you find that you get a different kind of paycheck when it comes to crime after a while. After a while, things stick, and you actually get to wear a new set of clothes, don't you? Flashy orange. And so what happened with John Gotti as well, too. And he went to prison. Our lesson for today, Romans chapter 6. The wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And what you see there is that there are wages that come with sin. In other words, sin does pay. You can be sure of that. Sin pays in sometimes enjoyment or fun or pleasure or personal advantage or friends. There's all sorts of flashy suits that sin gets to wear. Otherwise, it wouldn't be so popular. But sooner or later, it's going to give you a different kind of paycheck. Sooner or later, it catches up with you, and the wages of sin is death. Which would be the end of the human race? That would just be the end for all of us, because we all came into this world as sinners, lost before Almighty God. Sin not being just what we do, but also what we are, part and parcel of our being. The wages of sin is death. But thankfully, our Christian message is what? The Lord gives you life. The Lord gives you life. He made you in His love. He wanted you to be here. Not only that, He saved you in His love. You don't earn that. There's no paycheck involved. The wages of sin is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Well, pulling us now a little closer to today's lesson. In our nation, and we're reminded of that very soon, aren't we? 250 years? 250 years, we make much in our nation, maybe more than most, about being free. Being free. What is interesting, though, is we often express that, practically speaking, not theoretically, but in day-to-day life, we often express that in negative terms or in defensive terms. I'm free. What does that mean? You can't tell me what to do. You can't tell me how to behave. You can't tell me what to say. I am free. You think about how our country got started. 250 years ago, July 4th, with the Declaration of what? Independence. You, King George, can't what? Tell us what to do. You can't tell us what to do. Think about how our country not was started, but how it was formed with the Constitution. Our founding fathers worked hard and long to make that a fine document to last throughout the years. And they worked very hard on the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights. You can't tell me what to do. Some have said they should have made a Bill of Responsibilities too, right? What you should do, what you need to do, what needs to happen. But we say what? I'm free. And most folks take that to mean what? You can't tell me what to do. I'm free from you. Or I am free from the good Lord up above. But there's the human heart. The human heart. And to take things any step further than that, beyond where the human heart can go, you're going to need something else. You're going to need God's Holy Spirit. You're going to need the Holy Spirit to work. It's not going to happen any other way for you. And so, in today's lesson, St. Paul writes to some people, Book of Romans. He writes to some people who have the Holy Spirit. He writes to some people who are Christians, who have been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. He writes to these Christians who are in Rome. He speaks to us as Christians as well, too, after all of these years. And he says, you are free. You are free. And as Christians, we say, yes, I am free. But maybe in a little bit different way than what people usually mean. I am not free from you. I'm not free from God. No, I am free for you. I am free for God. I am free to do what the Lord says. I am free to do what it is that you need. Now, if that sounds familiar, we talked about it last Sunday. We talked about the Ten Commandments. Ten Commandments written on two tablets of stone. What do the two tablets say to us? They say some of the commandments are honoring the Lord. Some of the commandments are bringing blessing to your neighbor. What's your freedom for? To honor the Lord, to bring blessing to your neighbor. Of course, you can use your freedom for other purposes. Other purposes. St. Paul talks to the Roman Christians. He says, you know, let's think back for just a little bit. He says, when you were slaves of sin, what fruit did you get at that time from the things of which you are now ashamed? What fruit did you get? What was the benefit that came from the things of which you are now ashamed? Well, he answered his own question. Book of Titus chapter 3, he said this. What fruit did you get? Well, we ourselves were once foolish. We were disobedient. We were led astray. We were slaves to various passions and pleasures, and we passed our days in malice and envy, hated by others, and hating one another. What fruit did you get? Galatians chapter 6. Now the works of the flesh are evident. Sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, things like that. What fruit did you get from your former life apart from the Holy Spirit? Matthew chapter 15, our Lord Jesus says, what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this defiles a person. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witness, slander. These are what defile a person. So, when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness, but what fruit did you get? What came from it, from the things of which you are now ashamed? The end of those things is death. Being defiled in life, lost in death. The wages of sin is death. But, verse 22, now that you have been set free from sin and you become slaves of God, the fruit that you get leads to holiness and to its end, eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. We love our freedom. We talk about being free, and we might balk at the words there that St. Paul uses where he talks about being slaves of God. And yet ask yourself for a moment, is being with the Lord really a slavery? Is salvation slavery? Salvation is pardon and peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, clean in the Lord Jesus. Is that a slavery? Our life of faith is holiness. Is holiness a slavery? Or is it the blessing of God giving you a clean conscience and the Lord saying something to you that you know is right, and even though the way is hard, you know it's clean and you can sleep at night? What a blessing from God. So the psalm writer said, Psalm 127, he said, he gives to his beloved rest. Why? You can sleep at night. You got a clean conscience. Psalm 86, teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Give me an undivided heart to fear your name. And if you think about it for the moment, that's the first of all the commandments. United in heart to have no God but one. Only the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who is the way and the truth and the life. And you come to the Father through him. No other God but him. That's Christian's prayer. We say, Lord, thy will be done. Let it be your way, Lord. Let me go your way, Lord. Because if I'm free from you, that's death. If I'm free for you, that's life. If I'm free from my neighbor, that's death. If I'm free for my neighbor, that's life. I think I'll go with life. Dear God, you can tell me what to do. You can tell me how to act. You can tell me what to say. And in all things, I know that you pardon me. And in all things, I know in Jesus, I am free. And may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, may it keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.